You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We haven't even officially opened the phone lines yet for our 7 o'clock segment.
Yeah.
I'm opening them right now. We are already laughing at the stories that our listeners are sending, and we had a feeling
and
this was going to be pretty entertaining.
Laughing and cringing all at once.
Exactly. Ugh. The segment is simply titled, How Did the Holidays Injure You? And what we're looking for are ways that you have, or somebody in your family has hurt themselves because of Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa, whatever you do
even
to
Thanksgiving.
Celebrate.
If you want to go back to Thanksgiving, because
sure.
A lot of Thanksgiving injuries are coming in, too, of, you know, cut hands and things like that.
Yeah, so, you know, it's a joyous time, except you're in the emergency room.
Right.
And we want stories this morning, especially because if it's let me tell you, it's happened to so many millions of people, and sometimes people feel bad, like, oh, I must be the only klutz in the world. No. And you can make a lot of people feel better by sharing your story so they see they're not alone. And you reach us at 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. Can you prime the pump and share a couple of them with us before we go to break?
Absolutely. Let me give you one from Jaden. It just came in. It's somewhat lengthy. I'll kind of zip through it. It just says, morning, boys. Last winter, I took my kids out to a sledding hill near our house, and I brought along one of those old school wood sleds with the metal rails underneath it. He says it was my grandpa's. I hopped on it, zipped down the hill, started to lose control, put my hands out on the ground to help slow me down. My left hand didn't go out far enough, and the metal rail slid over the top of it.
Yes.
And sliced the tips off of my middle and ring fingers. There was a trail of blood going down the hill. The kids were horrified. And then he adds, in case you're wondering, we could not find the tips of the fingers. I had to get lots and lots of stitches and a tetanus shot. Funny topic. Merry Christmas, boys. And that's from Jaden this morning.
That sucks.
Can you just see the trail of red going down the sledding hill?
Listen, I don't want to gross people out, but I feel like I should piggyback.
Please.
Since we're talking about sledding
this
stories.
This is what we're doing.
Okay, so my sledding story was not me. I mean, I lived in Alaska when I was a little kid. I know about sledding. I lived in Michigan for a couple of years when I was a kid, Oscoda, Michigan, and we had snow and we had sledding like crazy,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
So in Oscoda, there was this big thing, and it was called Sled Hill. Real creative.
Yeah.
But on the other side of it, there was a bunch of woods. So there was this big, wide-open hill, and I mean huge, that it was wide, no trees, and everybody would sled down it. But on the other side of the hill was almost like forest. And some people had kind of carved a path through the trees that would be almost like a luge type of course
okay.
that you could go down, but you really had to be in good control or you'd slam into a tree.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
So should I tell this story?
Did anyone die?
No, nobody
then you're
died.
You're fine.
Okay. So I get there one day with my buddy Brett, who lived across the street. We were both, I don't know, like 11 or something. And everyone's buzzing about what had happened on the other side of the hill. They called this one trail Dead Man's Curve.
Beautiful.
Because you go down, and then towards the bottom, there's a quick turn, like, to the left or something.
Okay.
I guess it had gotten icy overnight, not just snow.
Yeah.
And some kid, I want to say it was a girl, had jumped on her sled the way you do head first.
Yes.
You know, on her stomach?
More speed, yes.
More speed, steering with your hands up there, but head first, hit a patch of ice at the bottom.
And was decapitated.
And a small tree branch there towards the ground took her eye out. And there's this whole thing of blood all the way. And nobody went back on Dead Man's Curve.
No, like, ever again.
For like weeks, I don't think.
His eyeball stuck on a branch.
Because that's all any kid in Oscoda was talking about was how so-and-so was on her stomach going down, and the tree branch took her eye out.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Now, and did this I end up being like, oh, there was blood, because I was wondering if this was like legend and lore. Or,
no. I saw the blood.
Did anyone see the girl after, you know?
Wow. I didn't know her, so okay. I'm sure it was horrific, but yeah, that's a sledding can be horrible.
That's horrific, man.
I know, you're laughing.
Well, yes, I mean, oh.
Look, this was a long time ago.
She's fine.
Probably kids aren't even allowed to ride sleds anymore.
They stay away
I don't
from
know.
Trees now, yeah.
So we need your stories at 303-691-1649. Now, let's reset, though. This is not all sledding stories.
No, we're talking
about just the holidays, like decorating the tree, how you went to the ER, or
putting
decorating the
out.
House,
yeah,
what happened.
Those are biggies. You fell off a ladder or something. You know?
The meal, what happened. We've got, let me see, Gwen on the phone. Do we want to take Gwen's call before we read some of these?
They're pouring in on social, so yeah, let's do Gwen.
Let's talk to Gwen first. Gwen, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Fine.
Well,
thank you.
We're doing great.
We're all intact.
The segment is called How Did the Holidays Injure You? What happened?
Well, it didn't injure me. It was my son. We were having a New Year's Eve party. I had a big bag of ice. He was going to help me carry stuff into the house. I swung it up for him to grab. It went right to his hands, up to his face, and slit his face open. He had to have 7 stitches. And the first question when we were in the ER was, how did this happen? And he goes, my mom hit me with a bag of ice.
Aww.
And they looked at me like, and I go, well, yeah, that's kind of like what happened. But
yeah, he had it coming.
On purpose.
Yeah.
Well, at least he had something there right away to put on it, you know, to keep it cool.
Hey, that's a good point.
Ding, yeah.
You know, we also did a segment on this show a few months ago about things that are bad, but at least you have a good story out of it,
yeah.
And your son has got one for the rest of his life.
That's
so.
It.
Well,
Gwen,
he's also got the scar.
Yeah.
And the scar.
And he hates cold drinks now. He hates them.
And people think you look tough with a scar, so he wins. Gwen, thank you so much for the call.
Bye, Gwen.
Thanks for entertaining us. Why don't you read a couple, and then I'll read a couple.
My dad thought he'd have some fun with the grandkids, and he dressed up as Santa, got on the roof of the house. He hooked his boot on a shingle and came toppling off the house, shattered both of his knees. That's from Brooke.
God.
Lauren says, last Christmas, I sliced the tip of my thumb off while cutting artichokes for my famous artichoke dip.
Famous. Yeah, it's famous now.
I love Diana. She says, the glass blender. I was making margaritas to deal with my family. Somehow dropped it and it broke my foot. So the glass blender broke her foot.
God.
What else is on here? Angela popped 2 ribs and sprained her back, carrying presents down the stairs and sneezing. And then I won't tell you any others. Oh, and then here's another eye one real quick. Kristen said, nearly lost an eye building a snow fort after the blizzard of 82. My friend caught me in the face with a shovel. Missed my eye about 1/8 of an inch.
Oh, God.
What do you got?
Dylan says, my mom got mad that my dad wouldn't decorate the outside of the house. He told her it was a silly, dangerous activity. Do you see where this is going?
Yep.
So she got a ladder, went out to do it herself, fell off the ladder, fractured an ankle.
I'll just do it myself.
He said, my dad played the I told you so card for like 10 years after that.
Years and years. Yes, hold on to that.
And then my favorite is because of the visual I get from this, even though it involves a broken leg. Mm-hmm. It's from Amber. She goes, I have to tell you that your topic makes me laugh when I remember my dad going to the emergency room when I was about 10. My dad looked into the living room where our freshly decorated Christmas tree, a real tree, was gleaming. And there was our dog sniffing around. And then, she puts this in all caps, lifting his leg on the tree. She says, my dad went running into the room to stop him, hit the edge of a coffee table, actually chipped the bone in his lower leg. I remember how bad we felt because Dad was hurt, but we couldn't stop laughing.
You have to laugh.